How many of you remember this?
Fellow citizens of Limerick, I want to... I ask your distinguished ambassador to the United States, Ambassador Kearney, where is he? He has sort of an elfish look about him, but he's very, very good. I said, what is this county noted for? And he said, it's noted for its beautiful women and its fast horses.
Yes, JFK, President Kennedy, during his visit to Ireland back in 1963, did make reference to the beautiful women and fast horses of Limerick. And I was reminded of that speech last week when I read a newspaper article about Limerick model boss Celia Holman-Lee winning a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Limerick Person of the Year. She referenced JFK's quote, well, the bit about the beautiful women, not the bit about the fast horses. Well, she joins us now from our Limerick studio. Celia Holman-Lee, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much, Marty. Thank you.
Nice to have you here on the Mooney Show.
Delighted to be on the show.
And thank indeed, you. Before we begin our conversation, if you have any style questions for Celia, you can text them to 51551 or email mooney@rte.ie. I'm sure Celia will be delighted to answer all queries.
Sure.
Lifetime Achievement Award, fully deserved, Celia, no doubt, but you must be a little bit chuffed at the same time.
Both, Marty. Completely chuffed would be the word, delighted and honoured, especially as I was born in this city. I grew up in this city and I never left this city. So for your own people and especially the people of Limerick to honour me in that particular way was really fantastic for me and for my family.
Well, well done and congratulations.
Thank you.
But
thank you.
Is it true that the most beautiful women are in fact from Limerick City and County?
Well, I'm on the record now. No, really, I do believe that, I have a modelling agency, Marta, as you know, and we are very, very successful and we have been for quite a number of years. And I've often said to myself when I go looking for young models or looking for young girls, to join the agency, etc. I have never found a problem. Mm. Okay, beauty being one thing, height being this few different. You need height and you need other things. But
what is the height?
5'8", because unfortunately it's Ireland, and unfortunately, we have to work within the market. For a particular model to make some sort of a living out of this industry. So if she's under 5'8" or under 5'7", then we have an issue because she may be just able to do quite a, photographic work. But there isn't a lot. In Ireland, you need to be able to do it all. You need to be able to walk the ramps. You need to be able to do the photographic work. You need to be able to do it all. And unfortunately, people have come up to me and said, why, Celia, are you going on about this 5'8"? I tell you why I'm going on about it, Marty. I'm on the road nearly more than 40 years. We end up down in Ennisdiamon. You know it well, I'd say.
I do. I know that part of the country well.
In a fashion show there a few weeks ago. We arrive, all the shops are there, and I arrive with the models. And if any of those beautiful girls, as far as I'm concerned, young youth is beautiful anyway, are under 5'6" or whatever, then we've a problem with the clothes, sleeves, trousers, the legs being too long, etc., etc. The clothes don't fit, unfortunately. So that is really why the requirement is that, because at 5'8", not even too tall, 5'8" for me, 5'9" is enough for me going around working the shows and working around the country, because then we're positive that the stores and shops and boutiques that we're catering for, that the clothes will fit. And that really and truly is the reason for it. Now, going abroad, she wants to go abroad, she can be 5'11", 6'2". That's fine. They love that, but around with us, just over 5'8" is fine.
Now, I actually know from my friends in Ennisdiamon that was a particularly successful. There was a huge crowd and you did a great job.
But thank you.
What is a typical week like for you? I mean, is the modelling agency business thriving? Is it struggling in the recession?
It is a bit of both, Mart. It has got better. It was struggling there like everything else was. To ask you that question, I tried to make a market for a modelling agency outside of Dublin. And the only way I could do that was fashion shows. We do very little editorial work. We do very little TV work. Well, we do a little bit. I do a bit on every second or third Monday on Ireland AM. But it's not, we don't get a phone call to say, right, we need a huge lot of models for a big photo shoot or stuff like that. It doesn't happen because it means travelling, extra expense. So we turned around and we tried to be the best and entertaining ramp people. That means putting on a fashion show. That means walking up and down a ramp. That means entertaining the person who comes in the door, pays a tenner. The charity makes money. We make a few bob. And we're all, you know, and that's how I've built it. So with that, it's an awful lot of travelling. You know, it's extra, you know, administration work, which we have to do to make sure we get plenty of shops and make it entertaining. We're in the back of the minibus or we're in the cars and we're around the country. It is difficult. I've been doing it all my life and I don't, you know, it sometimes, you know, when it's from one end of the country to the other, it can take its toll on me. But I'm lucky, Marty, at this stage of my life that my daughter and daughter-in-law are all working in the business and my husband is the huge force in it. So we're all in there. So it makes it that little bit, it makes it easier in a sense. But that's, we, you know, go of a Tuesday, finish up of a Sunday. That's what it's like.
Really? Is it kind of 6 days a week?
It would be during the season. It could be. But I do other things, you see, and the agency would be involved in shows. I would be there as much as I can. And then I would be involved in style talks. You mentioned there, you know, giving, you know, doing a bit of TV work, making personal appearance, opening, you know, just could, there isn't too much of that, I can tell you. But when it does happen, it's good, you know, and it could happen on a, you can be off a week and next thing something comes in and you're gone again. You know, when you're employed yourself, you take what's there.
Yes. Do you think, Celia, that modelling has changed over the years? That there's a different emphasis now than what it was when you started 30, 40 years ago?
Well, when I started, we did not have the influx of, of all the European countries, you know, and the Baltic states. We didn't have that. We practically had it to ourselves, which was fantastic for the industry and anybody working in it. The opportunities weren't as big as they are now, but at least the few models that were there got, you know, they could become household names because they were constantly being used. But nowadays, you know, we have the influx, which is wonderful for the industry because it gives great variety, but it makes it tougher and tougher for the young model who's with any of the agencies around Ireland or even in London. Uh-huh. There's so many now, you know, because freedom of movement and, you know, people travel and then air flights have gone cheaper and, you know, you can travel around a lot cheaper than my day. Uh-huh. So it has made for that. So what's there now is there are lots of opportunities, but there are lots of models. Uh-huh. In my day, there was lots of opportunities and fewer models. So it made it a bit more lucrative, you know.
This is slightly self-centred, so be very careful with your answer here,
yes.
Celia.
Yeah.
Is there a demand for male models?
Oh, yes. Plenty of male models, I can tell you. I've had Mr. Ireland go through my books. Kamal, I've spoken to him
on this programme.
Yeah, you have. And we've had a few. No, they can do quite well. You know, the whole idea is to branch into something else. But yeah, they do well. They do much better now in Dublin. As you knew about the show in Ennis Diamond, we had the local heroes modelling, the GA up and down the ramp. So they make appearances all over the country. So there's the rugby club make an appearance on the ramp. So it's a bit like that for us, unfortunately. But, you know, you can be in Dublin then, you know, lads can make a few quid out of it. But it's still a woman's world.
In other words, Celia, what you're trying to say to me gently is stick with the job here. long as possible.
I would never say that to you, darling.
Well, the good news is, Celia, well, two things. One is our text lines are hopping with loads of questions for you, which
good.
I will try and go through as many as possible very shortly, if you don't mind.
Yes, I'd love them. Yeah, no problem
and
at all.
And also we have a very interesting interview coming up very shortly with Gary Talbot, who is, of course, you know him well, is one of Ireland's best male models. But that's all coming up after the break. Welcome back to the Mooney Show. Marty Morrissey filling in today for my friend and colleague Derek. And joining us on the in our studio in Limerick is Celia Holman-Lee, who's won a very prestigious award recently for all her work over the last 30, 40 years in the modelling business. And as we mentioned before, the Nuacht, loads of questions, but I have one or two myself, Celia, believe it
okay,
or not.
a
lot of women hit their 60s or their 50s and give up, in quotes, on fashion, or so the likes of Gok Wan would have us believe. What's the key to staying stylish when you're no longer in your 20s?
Well, there is no secret. It's a, you know, we have to, you said there with Gok Wan what he said was that women in their whatever. It's not necessarily all of us think like that. What we think is I'm dealing with this for so long. I really do think it's yourself. Mm. It's your own person. It's the human being that you are, that you won't let yourself go there. And that is the secret. It's sometimes life beats us down. Family issues, debts, houses, you know, everything beats us down. And it happens in different stages in life. Being close to 60, over 60, should be no issue. We should really and truly try and always look after ourselves, our bodies, our appearance. It is so, so important. I can go on like this, but I have to say as well that it is an issue of confidence. We women, we're wonderfully confident one particular stage in our lives, then we're not so confident another stage. We should be picking ourselves up, we drop down, we pick ourselves up, we're fabulous, we drop down again. And I'm only talking from experience with women I've known, work with, and myself included.
And you know, all of us, male or female, there are parts of our body we just don't simply like.
Well, that is an issue with every woman I've ever met, and it's an issue with even with me. As a certain age, I have issues with different parts of my body. So what do I try to do? I try to minimise them and get over it. Because if you focus on them, you'll never get over it. You'll never want to dress yourself. You'll never want to think about it. So what do you say to yourself? You say to yourself, right, my hips are too big. What am I going to do? I'm going to wear something that's flared. I'm going to wear something that's a bell little skirt to it. I'm going to wear something that glides over my hips, doesn't suck in my hips, that makes me feel when I look in the mirror that I have a problem. My bust is, you know, maybe I'm not too happy with it. I feel it's just that little bit too big. Then you mind it, you make sure that whatever you wear on top is always a soft fabric. You make sure you wear V-necks. You make sure that, you know, that if you feel that your shoulders on top, you see, there's the one most important thing I have learned through this business and this industry is shape. Mm-hmm. And we all have different shapes, and we have to look at ourselves and see what shape we are. To me, there's a few different shapes, as you know, a few of us who are big round on top and the same on the bottom. So you can try and work on the waistline. The women then with narrower shoulders and bigger hips, and they're streamlined. That means you have to try cover the hips. And then there's beautiful women who are very, very curvy all round. So they should hang everything from the shoulders. And it's just knowing your shape is knowing your body. You're going to say to me now, Marty, how am I going to find out my shape? Mm. Well, what you need to do is you need to stand in front of a mirror. Sorry about this now, in your underwear, and have a good look at your body shape. And one of the most important parts of your body, and have a good look and the best part of your body, not your face, not your legs, not your middle, is your shoulders. Everything hangs from our shoulders. So we have to look in the mirror and we have to go, right, this is the hanger I need to hang everything on. Get your shoulders back. I've gone on about posture a bit now. Get your shoulders back and down. Get your ears over your shoulders. And straight away, jackets, dresses, coats will hang that bit better on you because everything hangs from your shoulders. And then look beyond your breasts and look down here. Does it need to fall from under your bust, or can you bring it down to your waist because your hips are too big? And it's learning and watching and trying clothes on and trying to find, for instance, it can be any manufacturer. It can be from TK Maxx. It can be from Paul Coster. I'm just using, yes. Just find a manufacturer that works in your body, because that particular manufacturer or designer are after finding a body shape that works for you. And it's as simple as that. And I've been preaching this for 40 years. You've got to know your body shape. And if the hips are too wide, then minimize them. You know, it's as simple as that, but give yourself good posture. You know, the ears over the shoulders back and down, and keep the shoulder over the hip and the hip over the ankle, and give yourself a beautiful silhouette, I beg your pardon, and dress it to the best of your ability. And it begins and ends there for me.
Cecilia, you're a great teacher because four of us here are trying to take deep breaths, put our shoulders back and our tummies in, and we'll try it again, maybe not in the studio. Anyway, let me go to all the texts because our text lines have been hopping here. Hi, Celia. Please, could you advise tights or no tights this time of year while attending a wedding? That's Louise in Castlebar.
OK, Louise, first of all, I need to know your age. If you're under 30 or under 40, then I would suggest just turn up the legs. If the dress skirt isn't too short, I'm sure it isn't, and tan the legs, give them a night glow, a bit of BB cream on the legs to make it look like a pair of tights. Fantastic. Go with it. If you're over 50 and over 60, as I am, I intend to wear a very, very fine tight. I use 10 denier because I find the skin tone in our bodies, our beautiful bodies, no matter what age we are, we women, it changes. And the camera isn't as much in love with us as it used to be. So we have to fool it a slight little bit if we are doing photographs, if we're mother the bride or mother the groom. So I would wear a 10 denier tight, very fine tight. If you've marks on your legs from, you know, we all have the veins or marks or tread veins or that, just put a bit of BB cream or something over them. Just cover the legs slightly and then put the tights on, because you'll find in photograph your legs look much smoother and it fools the camera slightly.
We're learning the tricks of the trade here on the Mooney Show, and I'm learning at least. And you keep your text coming in, 51551, because we've quite a number of them. Okay, next is, I'm 5'2" and 14 stone. What length skirt would you recommend? Thanks, FM.
Now, first of all, I would always only wear one colour. If you want a bit of height, you didn't say you would like that, but I would say to you, as if you're 5'2", fabulous, terrific. You look at, you know, have a good look at Kylie Minogue and the likes. They're regarded as style icons, and they're 5 foot, 5 foot one, you know, so don't have it as an issue. My issue would be if you feel you'd like to look better, I would suggest dresses are much better on you. But if you want a skirt, make sure the skirt is just below the knee, and make sure you need wear high shoes to lift you, and then wear the same colour on top. But I would certainly go below the knee, wear a high shoe to lift you, and wear it all in one colour.
OK, good advice there. Hi, Marty. Could you ask Celia, please, what she thinks of skinny jeans on mature women, i.e. over 50, and loads of exclamation marks.
I don't have an issue at all with them. I wear them myself. I would suggest that if they're skinny, I need to get this right now, that they're not painted onto your thighs. If that's the word I'm looking for. They're not too skinny, that if you have a little ripple over the knee or a ripple on the back of the backside, that you can actually see it. I wear skinnies, but they're good, heavy fabrics. And they are skinnies, but they're not painted onto me. And that's the secret. Just make sure when you pull them up that there's nothing seen, like the shape of your thigh or the shape of your knee. If that's the case, then they can look a bit not right, is the word I'll use. So I would suggest wear them, of course wear them, but wear them in a thicker fabric and make sure that they just give you a silhouette of a pair of skinnies and that they're not too tight on you.
They do. They look very well, though, no matter what age you are.
I think they look fantastic. I love them. I wear them all the time. But I wouldn't be running out the door in my daughter's skinnies. You know, I would. Right. I have my own skinnies that are heavier fabric because, you know, keep going on. Certain age, skin gets a bit softer and, you know, you can see the little ripples and we don't want that.
OK, could you please advise the best clothes to wear for an apple shape? Thank you, says Sally.
Yeah, apple now is that you would be, in the centre. OK, that it's all in the centre, correct? That means below the neck, it's apple. I would certainly wear draping. I would wear it. If you're apple, then you're obviously a little bit heavy on top and around the centre as well. So I would suggest that you keep everything around the face, i.e. V-neck and lovely piece of jewellery or something that brings all the attention upwards, up around your face. And then I would leave it. I need to get this word now. I would leave a drape over the body. Leave a drape, softness, soft fabrics, all softness over the body. Not too voluminous, but just something that drapes over the body.
Classy.
And I would keep classy, you know, not any structure. If you're apple, don't go structure because the waistline, you know, I probably need to just see you. But judging what, you know, and listening to what you've, or sorry, what you've said, that then bring the eye up to the face and to the neckline, and just make sure that it's soft. Just drape your beautiful body, just drape it and enjoy it. You know, maybe structure wouldn't work so well on you, but definitely draping would.
Okay, here's a question I often ask myself, believe it or not. Why don't the clothes on the catwalk reflect the style in the street? Women have boobs, bums and bumps.
Yeah, well, this is the industry we unfortunately are part of, and which, you know, and, you know, I agree with your question. But this is the industry. It's not necessarily that it's not the looks that are in the stores. An awful lot of the fashion shows, well, local fashion shows now, and I'm talking about the ones I do, they're the clothes in the shop. So you see them, the model, and mostly shop shows, I just need to say this, that are on around the country, not even with my agency, go 10, 12, 14 and 16. So they are, the sizes are there and they're in the shops. We go back to the catwalks and fashion TV and that. And what happens there is that drifts down into the shop. So you see these things on the ramp for fashion TV, and they're spectacular and amazing. You couldn't wear them. I couldn't wear them. You know, I don't know anyone could wear half of them. But what it does is the fashion detail of that, like maybe a big bow at the top, or maybe a wonderful stripe, or maybe the colour of the season, that'll eventually dribble down into the stores and into the shops. And that's how you judge it.
Okay. Another text coming in. Remember, 51551 is our number. Why are the clothes today so tight that you can't breathe in them, and the shoes are so high that we can't walk in them? When is somebody going to make nice clothes and shoes to suit us all? As for beautiful women, Grainne Shuiga fits the bill.
Yes, she does, and she is stunning, and a very good friend of mine. Yes, now, there again, it's a matter of choice, you know, and a matter of age. Again, she says skin tight clothes. You know, if she doesn't want to wear them, she doesn't have to wear them. You know, that's what's selling, unfortunately, and that's what they're wearing. So whatever the customer wants, or whatever the need of the public, or whatever the need of the consumer is, then the shops will stock it. So your job is to say to yourself, well, I'm not going there, and search. Harder job for you. You'll have to do a lot more shopping. Go and see, can you find clothes that are softer? Now, there is a trend slightly coming through from what I've seen in the workshop that's going back to an awful lot of draping coming back, a little bit of softness coming back. There's a label called Sarah Puccini, does all that. It's a brilliant label. It's soft, it's easy. It's you put it on and it just goes with your body. So have a look at that label.
Okay, another person texts in. I met Celia in BT in Cork last February and complimented her on her looks. I noticed that she wore 5-inch stilettos at 10 a.m. Yes. in the morning. Now, yes. Generally women cannot wear heels, well, particularly the younger ones, and they tend to lean forward at 45 degrees, which looks a bit silly. Would Celia consider providing walking clinics, not only with her models, but for everybody to learn how to walk elegantly in high heels, platforms, etc.? I think it is badly needed. Need to say, however, that the young women themselves seem to be less bothered by how they move.
Yes, I would agree with that question big time. They're too high. Some of the shoes that are out there are just crazy, the heights of them. And what they're doing is the young girls and even whatever age group are dragging their legs behind them, and they're walking thrown over. They're forward, their head is going first and their shoes and body are coming second. They're forward walking. I'm able to walk in them because I'm at it for I don't know how long I'm walking in heels. But what I try to do from my own point of view, if I'm wearing heels, if I'm wearing a bit of a wedge or a platform, I try to make sure that they're all, if you can understand this, that they're all on the same length. So the wedge comes up and the heel comes up. But in actual fact, it's the same height. If you can imagine that, that's how I can walk in it. I must say, I do agree with her that some of the shoes are so, but the young ones have got into them so much now. And you see, it's such an acceptable thing now amongst the different generations, different age groups, to wear these massive, massive platforms that put them into their bags wherever they're going, and they put on little pumps. They get to where they're going, they take off the pumps and they put on the heels. But in actual fact, most of their daily lives are going around in flats. So to put on these colossal heels and they're walking incorrectly. And that is all that's happening there. It's just, you know, that was never a trend in my day. If you wore the heels, you wore the heels, you wore them day and night. Whereas now they have this cool thing where the shoes, flat shoes are in the bag or the high shoes are in the bag and they switch. But they are, I mean, you go to any race meeting and have a look. If they're walking forward, you know, the kitten heel, that's... is much too much in fashion and much on trend at the moment. You know, the lovely pointy toe little kitten heel, they're wonderful to work on and they're very elegant on a leg, especially if you have a quite strong leg, that the kitten heel is very, very flattering on them.
Well, the high heels, I'd say, certainly from a male perspective, look very good. We all love them, but I could imagine how difficult they are as well to walk on.
Yeah, I love high heels. I've always loved them. They do look sensational, but when they're too high, they look ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, loads of texts coming in. Marty, you should have a go at the old modelling yourself. I'd say you'd look the part in one of the mankini yokes up the banner. I'm sure that's one of the neighbours
at
home.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, yeah.
Hi, Marty. What an inspirational woman Celia is. She's been a great role model for us ageing women, says Helen.
Thank you.
And where else am I going to go? Yes, Carmel asks this question. Any tips to camouflage bingo wings?
Yeah. They're a bloody problem. Yeah.
What are bingo wings?
They're just looseness. I won't, you know, it's just a looseness of our skin under our arms. I don't want to say it's this and it's that. It's just a looseness of our skin. First of all, you've got to start. I mean, I try, even though I'm a bit lazy, but I do try. I'm very disciplined with my work and not as disciplined in myself, which annoys me. I try to do some weights and I try to really try to do them because it does happen. Other than that, I wear, you know, of course, only way you cannot camouflage them unless one covers them. I have the VIP style awards coming up now and I'm wearing a dress with lace sleeves because I just don't feel at my age that I want to think I'm good enough, but I know my heart and soul that I feel happier with them covered. But, you know, lace, or which I love is a sleeve to my elbow. I love a sleeve to my elbow. That covers them. But if you want to give it 2 months, I can tell you, or 3 months, get out there, do the weights in the arms. Depending, it'll work quicker for you if you're younger, you know, and get out there and show them off. But you've got to use the weights and that'll tone them for you.
OK, great advice, Celia Homan Lee. I have to say that the text machine here is going to break down. I think there's so many texts coming in. You're very, very popular and giving great advice. And we've more questions for you. So do stay with us because we have to take a short break. Celia Holman Lee joins us still in our Limerick studio. I have a minute to ask you one, maybe two quick questions, Celia.
Okay, darling.
What's BB cream? You mentioned it earlier. Yeah, Fiona and Dundalk wants to know.
Yeah, well, BB cream is, you know, it's you can wear it instead of makeup. That's what it is. But, you know, I usually change things around. You can buy it in any chemist, anywhere there's BB creams. Everybody's doing BB creams.
Okay.
You use it on your face. I usually put it on my hands as well. And then if any marks on my legs, I'll put it over my legs to give a bit of a shine.
Okay.
You know, so just play with it. You know, products are meant for one thing, but sometimes you can use it for quite a few different things.
We'll all be using BB cream now as a result of this, Celia.
Yeah, well, you'll be looking fab there.
And very quickly, hair extensions on over 60s. Do you agree?
No problem. No problem. I have no problem. I'll tell you why. No matter what you do, and I do take different supplements for my hair, but no matter what you do at a certain age, the thinness comes into your hair. That's just life. You get over it, get on with it. You know, we only get depressed and get down if we focus on things. I would suggest if you want them, go with them, but go with the best.
Excellent. Good advice. Celia Holman Lee, congratulations on your Lifetime Achievement Award. And I can tell you here on The Mooney Show, you got some response today on our text machine.
You,
and thank you. Always a pleasure to speak to you.
It's always lovely to see you or speak to you. I don't see you enough as I used to.
Well, absolutely. Thank you very much, Celia Holman Lee.